This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An Akron pop duo is working to make transgender artists more visible by writing music that they say brings people together. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Dream States. Natalie Grace Martin and Madeline Eckhart are releasing their fourth Dream States album in 2 years. The two transgender women bonded over their love for pop music and their activism in the LGBTQ community that Martin says shines through in their new album, Sad Bad Happy Good.
We wanted to make an album that was a celebration of joy. We're not kidding, you get happy right now. Like, this album is geared to make you smile, to make you want to sing along, to make you want to move. We wanted an album that would just bring out the best of people.
Done impossible me. I've been through the deserts, jumped in the waves, been high in the Rockies, and still I've saved the best for the days I haven't seen. Look at all I've done, impossible me.
Your activism as transgender women has been at the forefront of your music. They kind of go hand in hand, right?
They do. And that's an honor for us. That's a privilege that
Absolutely.
We do not take lightly. I'm very hesitant when it comes to being too outwardly vocal about politics, because as a musician, I feel like my work should be doing that for me. And if people listen to the lyrics of our songs and read into our bios, there should be absolutely no question on where we stand and what we feel about the current state of our society right now. We are not happy.
Not at all.
But that's almost 90% of the reason why we wanted to make this album and give people someone to cheer for, even if it's only themselves.
Not to mention somebody who, in some cases, looks just like them, doing something that they may not have thought that we could do before.
This surface could use some scratching, scratching, a special color ought to bring these walls to life.
Tell me about a song on the album called Spray Paint.
Spray Paint is about the need to reinvent oneself. And we took the idea of a life and imagined it as a dirty wall that we are just going to reinvigorate and splash with color and make a brand new thing out of it. The song is about making yourself who you really truly feel you should be and having your soul and your shell aligned.
What's been the response from the music community?
I mean, it's funny because sometimes we do struggle to get that attention. I do feel like we have had a couple of gigs that flew by us because people didn't really want to have to deal with us.
And like, we've also had people circle around and be like, oh my God, I wish I had actually listened to your music before.
Right.
So I could have given you the gig.
For the time being, even if we do just end up maxing out at being Ohio's trans musicians, that's still a position that's sorely needed. There is a dramatic lack of representation from the transgender community in the music industry. So if all we can do is keep pumping music out there and getting that volume of music by trans artists growing, then that's the best thing we can do for our community. And I know so many people who are stopped dead in their tracks with their music life by their transition. They're too scared to go on stage. They're scared of their voice. They're scared of what people will think of them. And to have somebody doing that is freeing for them.
Seeing us be us may give somebody the courage to be themselves.
Give it a really catchy intro to catch attention quick.
That's Natalie Grace Martin and Madeline Eckhart of Dream States. You can find links to their music and concert dates at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. 'Cause I'm